Welcome to Shomach Shavah on the Daf. We're holding in Zevachim Daf Kuf Tetzayin. The Gemara Mudalev brings the Machlekes. If Bnei Noyach, they bring Shlomim or only Oilus. Rabbi Lazar Beisav Chanina argue, one says Korvu Shlomim Bnei Noyach, Vechad Omar Loi Korvu. In the Sefer Chassidus, it brought down a few ways to understand. What is the reason that Bnei Noyach, the Goyim, cannot bring Shlomim? Rav Tzadik HaKohen and the Preet Tzadik in Vayigash Ois Dalet explains that what does it mean, Shlomim? Shlomim is that there's a piece of the animal that goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as another piece that goes to the Adam. The one from Yisrael is going to eat a piece of meat. How can it be that one from Yisrael is going to eat a piece of a meat of a carbon? How is it shaykh for a human being who's so physical, to eat a carbon, to eat a basar of the carbon? But the pshat is yes. A person with his achila, a person with his hanas adam, can reach the level of karbonis, meaning his achila can be gdusha. This is a story that Tzadik brings a lot in his form. He has a whole sefer called Eis HaOichel. The idea is that a person can come and elevate the gashmi, can elevate the physical. He can make his achila part of a carbon. This is a reference to the Maseiach Sharim, where it speaks about the idea that a level of Gedusha is that you give it a mechachim to eat, and it's as if you're bringing a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Gedusha means that all the physical also joins the Gedusha. That's the level that Am Yisrael comes when they're eating carbonis, when they're having shlomim. This is a level that a goy cannot get to. A goy is not able to be mekadesh the physical to that level. A goy doesn't chap this. To add to this, for a goy, there is kedusha and there is physicality, but to make the physical into davar kadosh, that's something you can't do. That's why the priests do not marry. You can't elevate something which is physical. So goyim bring only oilus; they don't bring shlamim. Similar way, but in a little different direction, the Sfasemes. And Parsha Tzav Tavishun Aleph goes there to explain the idea why Shlomim really belongs only to Yidin. And he says the idea of Shlomim is that the Tachtoinim connect to the Elyonim. Only when the Tachtoinim connect to Elyonim, that's when you have a real Sholem. See, because he explains, because this world, you don't have Sholem. There's a Yisod of the Maharal that the word Sholem is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Sholem, real peace, real unity, real harmony, is shaykh only when you have a Kodesh Baruch Hu here. That's why Ish ve'isho, if Zochu, Shechina b'neim, then you have Shalom. Because peace of connecting different things that are opposite of each other is only shaykh when you have the Elyonim. Yisrael that belong down to Tachtonim can connect to the Elyonim. And then they can have the Shlemus. That's why they're called Shulamis in the Shir HaShirim. And that's why they're the only ones that belong to Shlomim. Because Korban Shlomim is the connection of Tachtoim to Elyonim, like the Preet Tzadik explained. The Shem Shmuel brings the name of his father, the Avni Nezer, that what's the idea of Mitzvah of Pesach? Pesach shows that we're Avdei Hashem. How's that? Because Pesach is a Korban. And Am Yisrael are eating the Korban. How could they eat the Korban of Hashem? Mishuchon Gavoya Kezocho, they came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because they are completely bottled to Hashem. It's like a Eved. Like a Eved Knaini who eats the Truma of his master when the master is a Kohen. Why is that so? Because the Eved is bottled to his master. The Eved is considered to be part of the master. So says the Shem Shmuel, that's really the idea of Shlomim in general. How can we eat Korban? Because we're bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have our own self. All we are is a vadim lakadosh baruch hu. We're servants of Hashem. So we're part of his household. We eat the same way Eved eats in the household of the Kohen. That's why Shlomim is only for Am Yisrael and not for Umas Olam. Because the only Am Yisrael can completely be a vadim that cancels themselves lakadosh baruch hu. So it comes out, the Reb Tzadik, the Sfasemes, the Shem Shmuel are going in a very similar malach. The Reb Tzadik is madgish, is emphasizing the point that Am Yisrael can elevate the physical. The Sasema says that Am Yisrael are the ones that can connect Tachtoinim to Elyonim and bring Shalom to the world. And the Shem Shmuel is focusing on the fact that Am Yisrael cancel the self to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and humility can eat from Shlomim. But the idea in total is that Shlomim is a connection of a Kadosh Baruch and Am Yisrael that only Am Yisrael has. And that's why Umas HaOlam cannot bring Shlomim. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shavah Shiurim, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.